AAV deposits cross 30B as DeFi liquidity comes back. AAV founder Stanny Kulichov said on August 22, 2026, that total deposits on the lending protocol have reached $30 billion, posting a short note on X that read, "AAV deposits reach 30B. Liquidity is back." The claim comes from the protocol's founder directly, and the figure covers assets supplied across Aave's markets. Deposits are the raw fuel of a lending protocol. Users supply assets to earn yield, and borrowers draw against that pool by posting collateral. A larger deposit base gives the market more depth. Borrowers can take out bigger loans without spiking rates, and lenders compete for the same demand, which tends to pull supply yields down. Kulichov's liquidity is back line points at that dynamic returning after a stretch when on-chain lending depth had thinned out. Deposits as a health signal for lending. The $30 billion figure is a measure of supplied capital, not the protocol's token value or its outstanding loans. It sits alongside two other numbers that matter for anyone using Aave: total borrowed and the utilization rate that connects the two. When deposits climb faster than borrowing, utilization falls and supply APYs soften. When borrowing catches up, rates firm again. For a supplier, a deeper pool usually means steadier, lower yields. For a borrower, it means cheaper leverage and less slippage when opening or unwinding a large position. Either way, the direction of the deposit base is a cleaner read on real usage than price alone, because it reflects capital that people have actually parked in the contracts. The market backdrop behind the move, the deposit milestone, lands during a strong week for the assets that dominate Aave's collateral pools. As of August 22, 2026, ETH traded near $2,406, up 28% over the trailing 7 days, while BTC sat around $76,897, despite a 1.1% dip on the day. XRP had run 47% higher on the week to 148, and the broader fear and greed index read 75, firmly in greed territory. Rising collateral prices tend to pull deposits higher on their own, since the dollar value of supplied ETHO and wrapped BTC climbs even if the token count holds flat. But higher prices also invite fresh borrowing, as holders draw stablecoins against appreciating collateral rather than sell. Both effects push a lending market's headline numbers up at once, and both were in play this week. The stablecoin card rails that lean on lending depth, deeper DeFi liquidity, is not just an abstraction for traders. It feeds the stablecoin rails that a growing set of crypto cards depend on. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet, such as those built on-chain, often sit near lending markets. Users borrow stablecoins against crypto collateral, then top up a card with the proceeds instead of selling the underlying asset. When a market like Aave has more supplied capital, borrow rates for that strategy get more stable and predictable. That said, the strategy carries real risk that a headline deposit figure hides. Borrowing against volatile collateral means a sharp price drop can trigger liquidation, wiping out the collateral and any card balance funded from it. Deep liquidity lowers borrow costs, but does not remove liquidation risk. Anyone routing spending through a lending position should keep a wide collateral buffer regardless of how healthy the pool looks. Reading the number carefully, one founder's post is a primary source for the milestone itself, and Kulichov is stating a figure about his own protocol. It is worth treating the $30 billion as a point-in-time snapshot that moves with token prices rather than a permanent floor. If ETH gives back its weekly gain, the dollar value of deposits would slide with it even if no capital leaves. The more durable signal is the framing. A return of liquidity to DeFi lending, if it holds, tightens borrow spreads and makes on-chain credit cheaper across the stack, from leveraged traders to the stablecoin spending products that borrow to fund everyday purchases. The next data points to watch are whether deposits hold above $30 billion when prices cool, and whether borrowing rises to meet the new supply.